Ifa works along old paths, which still knows the Naga. While it was not here on the lost days such as Herya, or any days older than even that, the present and near past are somewhat on point. Something sweeter than anything shoved between its fangs. It smiles, closing its eyes and letting its heart guide it forward. The sense of language of the place, let it navigate the known paths. Old records of the place line to find all the locales with ease. It knows the heartbeat of this place well enough. It doesn't need to pace through it like this. But it's nostalgic. It ponders. The experience elsewhere, the experience of it for the first time, the experience of so many things, is a single-time event. Even if it can be revisited, and so much cannot. The places it never set foot in, the intersections, it's fascinating. The things heard of only the echoes of guests from long ago. The things that have shined in its own records. It does not remember until it paces back through, or reviews its own notes. The shine of a figure that is almost certain has changed through the front. Changed since last frost, too, though. It has no place to judge. It wanders on memory, permanence, continuance. Even if the rest was gone, if something paints the same symbols, tells a similar story, is it the same? If a man is forgotten, but an apprentice leaves an almost identical shadow in the world where that man's left, is it the same? Is it right to fear change when it will devour you nonetheless? It's good to take a measured pace. It smiles and fondly regards the past, present, and future. It enjoys seeing this place many times over in many ways. It ponders everything and ponders how to face the same problems, or be more properly mysterious about the things like in the air last time. Vagaries, layers of encryptions, little games, knocks that need to be known. All good work, that substance. Any additional layers are meaningless. Unless for the thrill of the chase, you know? Right, the core of the matter, the god in question. It thinks of the change that has happened, but it has nascent. Still nascent, just in terms of the right. God would truly realize it. It wonders for discomfort in the seams of all its sacrifices, like reflection of one's own growth. Trying to find physical signs of improvement, of something new, of escape. Or is that a metaphor or a symbolic way, rather like the actual entity? As much as a figure of myth could be related to a psychological framework, one supposes. But that is the point of stories, in one sense. Communication. No one says this communicates anything! It does, because it's a story. Don't worry. Anyhow, it wonders. Seems. Maybe I should take a focus on parasites, so I'll feel proof of it. Yes! And try to extend Shadow the Hollow division pointlessly. You'd be confounded if it deals in other scene metaphors. Definitely medicine. Well, it supposes that this holy texture of body more change, and certainly as inspiration, is a sense of service. Does it mean shared in the church? It does stop to wonder if the harvest can find solace. I guess the story of itself. You can only run so far from your own feet. It'd be good to take a proverbial needle. After the scalpel does its work on the parasites. Or even a day earlier. At least until the surgery can be done. It makes a note to try part of its own scheme. More has to be possible if it was simply written in the text after text of the manifestation of 19 even in vain. The god speaks of it. Only in vain. So in a sense, the indication of it in vain. Comedic, in a sense. Right. Another direction. This is a story about the harvest, and a very good day. The harvest woke up, looking over the town of Lavinraka. Lavinraka? Lavinraka? Lavinraka. And another fine year. This time, spring. The warmth was unfamiliar. It was wet with the remnants of rain. It smelled of petrichor, with the glories of a rainbow, hugging the skies. It's too warm, honestly. But as a god, a thing of symbols. Computer or human can harm. Oh, the spirit of things to you right now, and as you see the right context. Anything can be elsewhere, even if it's in comfortable company of winter. The harvest looks at the camera. Change. Right. Sorry, monologue. Change. Change is a bad thing. The harvest knows this well. The harvest heads over to the park and gazes over the frog he found this boy. A cat feasts on some fish and brings the remaining half to the shrine. A librarian and various faithful access books test specs of no share. The harvest smiles as much as is possible. It was me, I say, box. I got the joy in any form of a smile. There's a box sense, you know? The harvest ponders on the future. Where is this? Regardless of the outcome, the present must be delivered to the forest. That is why he's trying out domains. That is why that is good. It's to experience it, to get a chance to change, to abide to level life that was never lived with that. As the world has stayed the harvest to live another season. The harvest realizes it's just lost the plot of this book. The harvest shuffles anxiously and looks at the crowd and waving before preparing lines. The script is blank. That is okay. Inspiration can come from many places. Let us see now. Under a wondrous gleam of night, strings of plastic show a sight. Echoing sentiments of things of the light, it burns with the heart's great might. Some may wonder how things can linger when voices vary from singer to singer. Nothing ever remains the same, not even you. Of your worries, it's best not to stew. Live days for the fullest and try to bloom. Things may be difficult to be stumbled, it is not doom. While things may be often be full of gloom, it is wonderful to see you in this proverbial room. Stay safe! If you get lost, do so, Spock.